I'm really proud as the chairperson of City of Sanctuary Dublin to welcome you and to extend my Kelmile Folcha to you. And in Swahili, which is my local language, I would say Karibuni Sana to Dublin. And could you kindly respond Asante Sana to say thank you very much? Could you say Asante Sana? So that is to say that I'm really pleased to actually welcome.
I'm Daniel Iotis. I'm the secretary of City of Sanctuary Dublin.
What is City of Sanctuary Dublin?
City of Sanctuary, in general, it's a movement which began in the UK and it spread to Dublin, where the first instance of the movement in Ireland. Basically, the idea of the movement is to create a culture of hospitality in the city by building a network of individuals, groups, you know, any kind of group, arts groups, cultural groups, sports groups, health groups, educational groups, and basically asking them to support our ethos of making Dublin an inclusive city by basically offering to include and welcome, extend a welcome to people who are in the city seeking sanctuary. And it's not just people in the asylum process, although that's a big part. It's also, you know, people who are seeking sanctuary of any kind. It could be a migrant. They could be from any part of the world. They might not necessarily be seeking asylum. It could be members of the homeless community. It could be members of the LGBT community who may, if they've... people who aren't understanding at home, you know, any kind of sanctuary in its broadest sense.
And how can it be practically implemented, or how does it work?
It's very easy to implement practically, for the reason that we don't ask necessarily for money or time that people aren't going to give anyway. All people need to do is they sign up, volunteer to be part of the movement and pledge their support that they stand for the same ethos we do of inclusion. They can do that by joining our mailing list, by following us on Facebook or on Twitter, looking up City of Sanctuary Dublin. And all they need to do then is extend the welcome, extend a hand to include people who are in the city seeking sanctuary in their day-to-day activities. So if the example is a community group, if they're having something as simple as a coffee morning, maybe get in touch and invite people along to join them. If it's a sports group, you know, extend the welcome to people in the community who are, again, maybe marginalised or again seeking sanctuary. And what it comes from is, I can't appropriate other people's experiences, but from speaking to people who are in the asylum system, they find things that we might, who are living in the city all the time, take for granted. They don't feel welcome. They feel afraid to approach people, to go into clubs that, know, that they're not a member of or anything like that.
Ireland is famous and well known for its hospitality and...
Yeah, Cade Mila Fáilte, yeah. 100,000 welcomes.
So what is the situation here in Dublin?
In Dublin, I think people have accused Dublin and Ireland of losing its Cade Mila Fáilte, of not extending that welcome anymore, but I don't think that's true. I think it's a fact, you know, especially with things being tight for everybody these days, you know, economically especially. You know, people tend to get a bit more, kind of a bit more afraid and suspicious. And it's very easy when, you know, certain parts of the media are spreading stories about, especially asylum seekers and migrants and that kind of thing, that people become afraid and they become polarised. So I think the asylum process itself and the asylum situation, direct provision in Ireland, is coming more to the fore in the media. So people are now becoming more aware of what exactly it involves and kind of the stereotype of the quote-unquote asylum seeker, you know. It's kind of, you know, people are getting a bit more wise to that, you know, they're getting a bit more educated on the situation. So I think especially with a thing like this, I know you've seen the support we've had today and the people who have turned out between the Sari Soccer Fest and the City of Sanctuary launch, that, you know, we're just kind of, people are willing to, people want to see what this is about and what's going on, and they are extending the welcome once they know there's nothing to be afraid of.
And how many people or how many groups have now signed up to it?
To City of Sanctuary. At the moment, we have a central committee which organises. We've organised. This is our first event. We have approximately 12 on the committee. That rotates a bit because, you know, people are volunteers. They can commit for a while and they can't. So we have a committee of approximately 12. And in terms of the number of individuals and organisations, I think we're near the probably around the 100 or so mark so far of individuals on our mailing list. We've only had the Facebook page out a couple of weeks, and we've nearly 500 likes now. So, and we've just launched a Twitter page. So, our numbers aren't massive at the moment, but the rate that people are joining and getting involved is it bodes well. It's very encouraging.
Finally, how is it going to go ahead now after the launch?
Okay, after this, we have the committee broken into different streams. We have the art stream, the health stream, the LGBT stream, sports stream, and we use several different streams. And the job of each stream then is to go off and organise events that will kind of put the City of Sanctuary and the ethos out there into the community. So in terms of the art stream, which I'm on, we have an event coming up in November at a spoken word and music night in Dublin called the Monday Echo, on their third anniversary show. It's going to be specifically a City of Sanctuary show, so we're going to highlight what City of Sanctuary is about by bringing, you know, artists from all around the world who are living in Dublin for various reasons there to get the message out. We have a big Halloween party coming up, which will be more to, we'll announce that fully now over the social media. That's going to be a big thing. Again, we have sporting events, like I said, it's going to be talks, seminars, anything really that the different streams the committee can dream up to get the word out there. And again, that's depending on, and again, also people getting in touch with us and offering their services, you know, saying I work in education, I'd like to get involved, we'll put you in touch with the education stream and so on. So
Mister, tell us how you say hello in your language.
Ajukende.
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 Ajukende. So Ajukende, that's one. Please be writing that. How do you say how are you in your language?
Uyambo.
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 Uyambo. And how do you say hello in yours?
Hola, ¿cómo están?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? And how do you say hello in yours?
How are ya?
That's a typical Irish accent, isn't it? Come. How do you say hello?
Merhaba.
Merhaba.
Same with me, merhaba or salam.
Oh, salam, salam. Okay, Kiru, how do you say hello in your...
Diego H. Konesetatu.
I take this chance to welcome Tiffy Allen to launch the City of Sanctuary. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, City of Sanctuary, it's such a simple idea, as Stephen was saying. The idea is just that. We want the city where we live. We want the games that we play, football and so on. We want the music that we do. We want the schools that we go to. We want them to have this word welcome running all the way through it. If I come here to Dublin, and I've come here because I'm not safe in my own country, and I need a place where I'm going to be able to put down roots, and where I'm going to be able to walk along the street, and I'm not going to be murdered or locked up because of the color of my skin, because of the language I speak, or because of the religion I follow, and I come to Dublin wanting that here, I really need that. If I like playing football, I go to a football club where I will be made welcome and I'll be included. It means that if I like singing, I'll be able to go and join a choir, and the people in that choir will say welcome, and they want me to come in with my type of singing and my type of music, and they know I'm going to add something. I want to go to a place where if I need to see a doctor and I go to the doctor's surgery and I get to reception, people will understand that maybe my English is not that good, and they'll understand that maybe I'm a bit scared, and they will really make an effort to make me feel welcome. I want to go to a place where if I get on a bus and I'm not sure where the route is, where I've got to go on the bus, that the bus driver will understand that I need help, and that his smile and his taking time to talk to me is going to make a big difference to my kind of day. And I think we're all here today because we want that kind of place. And the great news about City of Sanctuary is that it's not really asking you to do something different. You're all busy people. You all have busy lives. You've got families, you've got jobs, you've got all the rest of it. But it's asking you to think about what you do on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, and to put that word sanctuary That word welcome, that idea of making people feel safe and included, to put that into what you do.
Is Mr. Andrew McDonald. Surprise, surprise, City of Sanctuary has been happening for ages in Dublin.
13 years ago in Dunleary, there were a number of asylum seeker hostels that were set up, and they were mainly young people, some of them as young as 15 years of age, who were put up in these hostels. They had nothing to do all day, they were taken out, they went to school, that was just about it, and were completely ignored. A number of people, and I wasn't among them myself at that time, but a number of the good people of Dunleary came together and went down to the hostel one night to see if there was anything that they could do for these young people. And there was a lot. But more than anything else, what they could give them was a genuine Cead Míle Fáilte. Cead Míle Fáilte, which incidentally, there was a bit of devaluation here this afternoon, is 100,000 welcomes, not 1,000 welcomes. And rather like the island of saints and scholars, it trips very glibly off the tongue. And speaking as a dub and as an Irishman, we're not, in fact, as welcoming as we make ourselves out to be. So that group in Dunleary who went down that night, that was exactly what they did. They welcomed the young people, they befriended them, they gave them things to do, they've helped to educate them, and so on. So when I was delighted to be associated with the City of Sanctuary, because I realised that it was something, in a very, very small way, that we ourselves in Dunleary had been doing for years. But some of those young people, some of them are here today. In fact, I was kidding one of them earlier on when I was pulling the grey hairs out of his beard. And he would have been probably a 15-year-old when he came in, and now he has children of his own and so on, and has got on very, very well. And I would just, rather than go on and on about ancient history, I would simply ask one of those young people simply to say a few words as to what, if I'm to use the word City of Sanctuary or Borough of Sanctuary, as Dunleary would have been at that time, meant to him.
Thanks, Andrew. I'm happy to come here and to be part of this City of Sanctuary and to talk about Dunleary and what it meant to myself and lots of other people who were in Dunleary at the time, who came here as young kids with not too much connections, and then loads of people from the area came down and decided to come and just give people support there and then facilitate them in terms of just getting connected to the local community and get themselves up to speed with life in Ireland and get their lives going here. And till this day, lots of the people who are there and who are still part of the organization are still friends, and they still feel welcome, and they welcome other people who come along with them. And so organizations like that, Dunleary Refugee Project and others, for example, this Dublin City of Sanctuary project, are great in that they connect people and make people feel welcome and feel happy to be here. So thank you all for coming down, and thanks for having me speak to you. And so, like I say, cheers.
Malice.